All set.
Thank you. Hi, Mr. Kane. How are
How are
you?
you, man? If I was any better, I couldn't live with myself. Thank you.
Oh, that's awesome. I have to start off by saying though, because I'm a huge like Buffy the Vampire Slayer Angel
Yeah.
fan.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of geeking out right now.
Yeah, I would be as if I were you as well. Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. So you know they're re rebooting that show. So hopefully maybe Lindsay will, pop up somehow, some way.
Lindsay's dead, but the thing, yeah, exactly. But you know what the funny thing about that is, and this is a little bit of trivia. I'm sure you may know this if you're a Buffy Angel fan, was that I'm the only one. Me and Boreanaz are the only two actors that were in the pilot and the final episode.
Yeah.
Not a lot of people know that, man. You know, I mean, I stuck around for that long without being killed, and I was a little upset that Joss didn't invite me to the 20-year reunion or whatever. Boreanaz called me and goes, "Hey, where are you at?" And I was like, "I wasn't invited." And he was kind of upset as well, but. I feel like I deserve to be there with Angel, but it's fun. And you never know. I mean, I'm not sure what the reboot is. If they're going to start back in high school, then wait a couple of years and the attorney with one hand may show back up.
Yeah, he might. I mean, you're never really dead in that universe. There's a
Yeah,
way to bring you
exactly.
back.
Right.
There's a way.
Right. I mean, I get sent to hell for like a whole
Yeah.
year and came back. So there you go.
Exactly. So, congratulations on the new season of Leverage
Thank
Redemption.
you. Thank you.
So, I guess my first question for you would be, you do a lot, of course, a lot of stunts work and all that, and fighting. How's that working? How do you coordinate all that and work out and get all that done? Because it seems like a lot of work.
It's tough. I mean, it's tough because you're filming, anywhere from 12 to 15 hours a day. So, do you go in the morning at 3 a.m. or do you go at night at 10? So I usually try to get a quick workout at lunch in my trailer. I've got a push-up regimen that I've been doing for a few years now, especially on Almost Paradise when we were in the film Philippines and stuff like that. There was no gym in the middle of, the jungle. So we but on Leverage it's a lot. I'm the fight coordinator, have been for years. I passed that ball over to the stunt coordinator who I brought in, Lex Damas, that me and Dean Devlin brought in, and he knows me. We've been working together since 2010, 2009, something like that. So he knows me, what I can do and what I can't do or won't do. So he's been a godsend since he got there, because now I get to walk in and I can switch some stuff around. But other than that, doing your own stunts, doing your own fights, it's tough. Your body starts to hurt, especially when you're getting as old as I am now. So you got to be careful. You got to, and I love the fact that you brought this up about the fights, but it's really not a fight anymore. It's just a dance. It's this beautiful, violent dance, and the goal is for everybody to go home, not go to the hospital. Sometimes we do. But if we do it right, it's just a beautiful dance. And so it's literally one, two, three, four. You know what I mean? It's that's what it is. And so it's a choreograph, and it's fun, and it's art. And when you're done, there's nothing like it on screen.
Yeah, that's fun. Yeah, that's a good way to put it. It's a dance, right? Some dance
It
steps.
really is. Yeah.
Right. So can you talk about your character's arc this season and what can fans expect?
Well, I had a really great arc, season two of Leverage Redemption. And so he's dealing with, it's sort of really cool because he's dealing with the moving forward and the backlash of meeting his father, meeting, like all that kind of stuff, and just the aggression that he had. And so it's fun this year because he's actually sort of taken on kind of like a Sophie role with it, played by Gina Bellman. He's making sure everybody's okay. I mean, there's still going to be a lot of people that I punch in the face, but it's kind of like he's sort of, I've said this before, there is no redemption for Elliot. He's done too much bad stuff. He's going to have to keep doing this for the rest of his life. And then I don't even think there's going to be atonement then. So he's trying to make sure that everyone else finds their way home. You know what I mean? He's already accepted the fact there's no home for him. You know what I mean? There's never going to be a light at the end of the tunnel. So he's trying to push these people through the tunnel as far as he can get them to the end, because he knows he's going to live in that tunnel for the rest of his life, if you will. So it's fun to watch him be more of a supporting role this year
Yeah.
and
Well,
help these people.
that's interesting. Yeah, so he'll be doing this for as long as he can. That's and you mentioned his arc with his dad, who's you have amazing guest stars on the show, and this year you have
Yeah.
like Rachel Harris, and what's that like?
Oh, but Rachel was, I mean, come on, man. She just, it's like, I'll tell you what it is. There's a seriousness about her. She plays comedy like I learned from John Larroquette. You know what I mean? It's a very straightforward. It's not over the top. It's not slapstick like a lot of people that come in and want to do comedy. They're great at it, but she plays it low key. You know, it reminds me of John Larroquette, where his funniness is never a smile, never anything too big. It's what he said and how he said it. And she was brilliant. And we had so much fun working together. You know, and it was just, I remember we ruined a lot of takes by laughing. Rachel's fantastic. She really is. Yeah. Everybody's gonna love that episode and love her in it. So there you are. Yeah. And directed by the great Valerie Weiss, who came in. Valerie Weiss came in for that episode and directed all of us. And she really gets not only the show, but that sort of underlying comedy that me and Rachel played off of each other. So it's fun.
So this is an action comedy, you know, with some seriousness thrown in. So your character is very, there's multiple layers. It's not just like the muscle, even though, you know, or the hitter as he's advertised to be. So how would you like, if three words, how would you describe him?
Three words.
Yeah.
Elliot, this
Elliot.
season or just
Yeah.
in general?
This season.
Well, it's gonna contradict itself. So,
Yeah.
okay, well, let's do that. Let's say, confident, angry, and contradicting.
There you go. That's a perfect tease. And you also serve as executive producer, right, on this?
This is the first season that we're all that Dean invited us to be executive producers on the show. So it's our first season. I was executive producer on Almost Paradise for a few seasons. So, you know, executive producer is just a little gift that he gave us. A lot of people really took it more hands-on, but to me, it's just a title that is a it's just another, you know, a patch on the arm that we were doing a good job, and Dean blessed us with that. So I always try to stay out of the behind the scenes stuff. I just, yeah, listen, man, they just pay me to hit people in the face.
Okay, because I was going to ask, how is it jumping from like producing to acting, but you're like, I'm just here.
I've never taken it that seriously. I didn't ask for it on Almost Paradise, and Dean gifted it to me. I didn't see a reason to start, you know, doing stuff that I wasn't doing. Everything, my thing is if it ain't broke, don't fix it. And so I'm not going to take on another role as executive producer and start bossing people. Not that anybody else did, but you know, there's no time for me to like dive in and do this stuff. My job, I know my job, and my job is to make the writers and the producers very happy with what I'm doing on screen, and that doesn't change with a title.
Right. That's nice. That's a good way of
Thank you,
looking
though.
at
It's
it.
a great question. It's just I didn't, you know, yeah.
Yeah. So I guess my last question would be, like I said, you've had many guest stars. Is there anyone on the show that you have not had yet that you would love to come on in and play
Oh
with?
man, there's a long list. I mean,
Okay.
you know, I would love to have, you know, more of my, well, half my friends have been on the show. I mean, Clayne Crawford, Riley Smith, you know, and Michael Trucco. I mean, you know, I've had a lot of friends on the show, but I mean, like a you, I mean, a you, the list goes on and on. That's such a broad question. I don't want to get in trouble with my friends that I don't say. So, yeah.
That's true. Okay. Well, everyone,
Who would
we
I
are
like
all
to see come
welcome.
on the show? You know what I like to see come on the show? I haven't worked with him in a long time, and there's been some really good roles. I'll tell you some people I want on the show, and we've already talked about it. And hopefully, my dear friend Patrick Warburton, I
Okay.
think he would be fantastic. We've had Richard Kind, who's another friend who's great. I would like for Robert Patrick to come back. You know, he's done so much stuff, and then he did Scorpion, so it'd be fun. He's a dear friend. We did a film together. I've talked to Robert a couple times, but you know, but I think it would be fun to have. I think Patrick Warburton, who's a dear friend, I do a golf tournament with him for St. Jude every year. And we've talked a little bit about it, and I just think with his voice and his demeanor, you know, Joe from Family Guy all the way to Putty on Seinfeld, I think to put him on Leverage is a no-brainer. So hopefully
Yeah,
that'll happen. Yeah.
that would be cool. Well, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you so
All
much.
right, you have a good day.